This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Thursday is election day over in the UK, upon which the fate of Brexit not really at all arguably hangs. Leaving the European Union, or even the prospect of it, low these past 3.5 years, has affected the British economy in ways large and small, many of which we have touched on in one way or another. Here's one we haven't, though: fruit and vegetable farmers. Turns out there aren't enough seasonal migrants coming over to pick. Apparently, they feel less welcome now. And, hello, tangible impact of the foreign exchange markets, the drop in the value of the pound following the referendum has hurt the remittances that those workers send home. One answer? Technology. More from Marketplace's Stephen Beard at the European Desk in London.
It's been a great year for raspberries in Britain, but not for raspberry picking.
The problem now is that because of Brexit, we're experiencing labour shortages.
Hannah Trefgarn, a fruit farm manager, told ITV News this autumn her crops have been devastated by a dearth of seasonal workers from Eastern Europe.
So there are fields that we haven't picked, and in the fields that we are picking, we're seeing in some cases waste of up to 45% of those crops, and that's because we're late into the fields with simply not enough people.
Barely three quarters of the 70,000 migrants that British growers need showed up this season. Even fewer are expected next year. Quite a worry for a soft fruit industry that turns over more than $1 billion per annum. Could robots ride to the rescue? In his electronics lab at Essex University, Dr. Vishu Mohan is building a robot that could pick raspberries but is currently configured for another fruit.
Picking and packing strawberries, identifying their ripeness. We want to build a platform that has the dexterity of the human hand.
And the discernment of the human eye. Bristling with 3D cameras with two arms and mounted on a four-wheeled trolley, the robot can move along a line of strawberry plants, check out the redness of the fruit, and then snip the stem. Is it more complicated than car assembly?
It is more complicated because it's identifying berries which are hidden in between the leaves, precisely localizing the stem and cutting it without direct contact with the soft fruit. Soft fruits get damaged very quickly.
The prototype will be ready for a field trial next spring. Meanwhile, Octinion, a Belgian company, has already launched a strawberry-picking robot. Labour shortages are not confined to Brexit Britain. Higher living standards in poorer parts of Europe have cut the supply of migrant workers across the continent.
Having efficient, skilled personnel is a major headache for growers.
CEO Tom Cohen, based in the Belgian city of Leuven, won't tell us exactly how much his robot costs, but...
We guarantee the grower that the robot will have a similar cost to a human picker.
The robot is slower than humans, he says, but it can work non-stop around the clock.
And that's, of course, something that is quite a logistic challenge and also very hard to be cost-effective with humans, but it's perfectly feasible with the robot.
Octinion says it's had inquiries from as far afield as the US and Canada, but it clearly has its sights on Britain, where fruit farmers are under particular pressure.
The challenge for us is long-term labour security.
Chris Newenham of Wilkin & Sons in Tiptree, Essex. He grows fruit and makes jam. His seasonal workforce was down 20% this year. He says everything is now riding on robotics.
We cannot continue to grow our business until we have got the confidence that we've got a viable long-term solution to harvesting our fruit.
But he fears that in spite of the bullish claims, affordable and effective fruit-picking robots may not be fully deployed on British farms for 10 years. He and other British fruit growers face a tough decade. In Tiptree, Essex, I'm Stephen Beard for Marketplace.